Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the Feast of the Miraculous Medal. On this day in 1830, Mary appeared to St. Catherine Laboureille in a small chapel in Paris. Our Lady was clothed all in white. She was standing on the earth. Under one of her feet was the head of a green serpent, representing Satan, whom she was crushing with her heel, which was foretold ages ago in Genesis 3:15. In her hands, she held a golden ball surmounted by a cross. Then Catherine relates, "All at once I saw rings on her fingers, each ring set with gems which emitted rays of light." Our Lady said, "The ball that you see represents the whole world and each person in particular." Then referring to the rays coming from the gems on the rings, Our Lady said, "They are the symbols of the graces I give to those who ask. The gems from which rays do not fall are the graces for which souls forget to ask." Then the golden ball disappeared in the brilliance of the sheaves of light bursting from all sides, and Our Lady's hands turned out, and her arms were bent down under the weight of the treasure of grace that God wanted to give the world. Then the voice said, "Have a medal struck after this image. All who wear it will receive great graces. They should wear the medal around their neck, and graces will abound for those who wear it with confidence." Soon after, Catherine related the vision to her bishop, and he gave orders for the medal to be cast, and they began to distribute it among all people under the title of the Medal of the Immaculate Conception. However, so many miracles occurred for those who wore the medal around their neck with faith and turned to prayer that it took on an entirely new name, the Miraculous Medal. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
During these apparitions, it was revealed to St. Catherine there would come a time in the future when Mary would be accepted around the world as the Queen of the universe, and through her, Jesus would become the King of all hearts. Christ the King, ruling over all souls. Yesterday we had the feast of Christ the King. And now today, with the miraculous medal, God gives us the plan to bring about the reign of Christ the King. For St. Louis de Montfort and many other saints tell us that Mary must come as the Queen of all hearts before Jesus will be the King of all hearts. This is similar to what Our Lady promised in 1917 at Fatima, when she said, "In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph, and an era of peace will be granted to mankind." In Genesis chapter 3, God gave us the promise of the woman crushing the head of Satan. We are now witnessing the time of the great revolt of Satan against our Lord and our Lady. However, Mary has her foot on Satan's head. His time is short, but he seeks to sweep as many souls into hell with his tail before his time is over. This is why God and Our Lady call to us, to those who are listening, to those who are willing, to those who want to be heroic, to take up the spiritual battle and help save as many souls as possible. But by what means? First, the Rosary. The Rosary can stop wars, change the course of history, and bring hearts to Jesus. But Our Lady has asked us to pray it every day, not just once in a while. But she's also invited us to join the battle by offering sacrifice. What you did not choose, do not like, and cannot change, and cannot understand, accept it with trust and offer it to God for the conversion of your loved ones. But we have been also offered a great means called friendship, because people come to God through other people. And in all these efforts, the miraculous medal is a great tool in the process. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Since that time, the miraculous medal has brought the grace of many conversions. One of the most famous is that of Alphonse Ratisbonne, a young man who grew up in a Jewish family of businessmen and bankers in France in the early 1800s. However, in 1842, he became engaged to a young woman. But before they were married, he took a pleasure trip to Rome, where he stayed with a Catholic family who were business partners with his father. And while staying in their home, the Catholic husband and wife began to speak with him about faith in Jesus. Alphonse, being very worldly-minded, wanted nothing to do with Jesus. Finally, the couple promised they would not bring it up again if he would agree to wear a miraculous medal around his neck and say the prayer on the medal. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Every day for 1 week. Then they promised they would shut up. So he consented. Shortly after, on a cold winter day in January, the 20th to be exact, the Catholic businessman and Alphonse were passing by the church of St. Andrew of the Woods in Rome when he informed Alphonse he needed to stop into the church to attend a funeral wake. Since it was cold, Alphonse decided to wait at the back of the church in a side chapel. And there, Mary appeared to Alphonse, showing him the dire state of his soul, that he was headed to hell by his own free choice. He was cut to the heart. He recognized the full truth about himself and about God, and experienced a profound conversion. When the Catholic businessman found him kneeling in the back of the church, tears streaming down his eyes, immediately Alphonse begged to become Catholic. Ultimately, he did, but he didn't stop there. He became a Jesuit priest. Then he moved to the Holy Land and founded a religious order called the Sisters of Notre Dame de Zion, the Sisters of Our Lady of Zion, which now operates many schools around the world. I don't know what happened to the girl.
poor woman.
I'm sure Our Lady took care of her too. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Maximilian Kolbe was ordained in the same chapel in which Mary appeared to Alphonse Ratisbon. And Kolbe made the wearing of the miraculous medal an essential part of his Militia Immaculata, which he gave to everyone he met, calling it the silver bullet to bring down Satan, the enemy of souls. In fact, Kolbe writes, "Because conversion and holiness are divine graces, the miraculous medal will be the best means for reaching our purpose. For that reason, it constitutes a first-rate weapon of the Knights of the Immaculata. It is the bullet with which a faithful soldier cuts down the enemy, that is, evil, and thus rescues souls. So let us contribute all our strength in bringing about what was already foreseen by St. Catherine Labouré, that the Immaculata be queen of the whole world and of each soul in particular as soon as possible." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now I wear a big blue miraculous medal. I'd like to wear a bigger one, but my wife thinks it's too much bling. And I always carry a few extra in my backpack, which I always have with me. It usually leads to very beautiful experiences. About a year and a half ago, Teresa, we were in Lyon for the beatification of Blessed Pauline Jericho, the foundress of the Living Rosary Movement. And there we stayed at the Hotel Dieu, which means the God's Hotel. There was a young woman who she worked at the reception desk. She worked as a receptionist to the dining room. Mm-hmm. She was there at night. It seemed like whatever hour I came back to the hotel, she was working. And after about 3 days, I said to her, all you do is work. And then I could see she was really struggling. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, we're so short on help. I have to work 18 hours a day. I never get a day off. I'm exhausted. I don't know what to do. And so I said to her, may I give you a gift? I asked her, may I give you a gift? And she said, what do you mean? And I pulled out a miraculous medal out of my backpack and I showed it to her. I said, may I give this to you? And she looked at it and she said, is that the Virgin? I said, yes. Are you Catholic? And she said, no, but I know who that is, because all over Lyon are statues of Our Lady. And immediately she ran off into the other room. And I thought, is she offended? But she went into the bathroom. She came back because she had put on the medal onto mm-hmm. her chain. And she was so happy. Then we left for our day. The next day, I saw her across the reception area and she was waving at me and she was wagging and shaking her neck back and forth. Uh-huh. And I went up to her and I said, what? And she said, see, I couldn't move my neck for the last week. I had been so stressed out. And today I am better. So I promised that I would continue to pray for her. I encouraged her to pray the little prayer that goes along with the medal. I don't know whatever happened to her.
We'll have to go back and find out.
We are going back to Lyon.
I don't know if we'll stay at that hotel, but we can visit.
We are definitely going back, though, and I am going to ask Our Lady to reconnect us in some way, as well as Mohammed,
our driver.
That we gave a medal to. Mm-hmm. But that is another story. So what's our resolution? Many people are not open to Jesus. But the Catechism tells us that the mission of the Holy Spirit is to help open us to receive Jesus. And the Holy Spirit works through Mary. And a great way to introduce people to their mother Mary is through the miraculous medal and through the rosary. We just have to stop being so stinking timid, because souls are at stake. Our Father who art in heaven, Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So amazing, Teresa, to be praying with people from 150 different countries. More than 80,000 people praying with us. And you know, it takes a good bit of time to put together these meditations every day.
I don't think people realize how much time it does take.
You do, because you've been involved with it every day for 5.5 years. You know that you've worked on 2,000 rosary meditations?
It's definitely good work, but it's also good work.
And I am so grateful for your work on this, but those praying with us should know that the School of Faith team is just not you and I.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole team of people by which we form spiritual mentors, and we conduct pilgrimages and retreats, and we take care of a lot of families in the Holy Land. Right now, the Holy Land is shut down. And there are so many Christian, Catholic Palestinians that relied on the pilgrim industry. It's shut down. And we provide for them help with housing and healthcare costs and scholarships to Catholic schools. So each year, I raise about $2 million. That takes a lot of time.
I'd
now,
imagine.
It's good for me to have to beg. It reminds me to rely on God, and it keeps me humble. But the one thing I've learned is that God doesn't want me to do this alone, that He wants to bring together an army of people who will help carry out this mission of leading people to Jesus. So I want to invite all of you out there praying with us, help me. Go on mission with us to lead people to Jesus. You're doing so by prayer. But another simple way that's very powerful is by a small monthly gift. A small monthly gift from a lot of people can help us reach more souls. All you have to do is just, wherever you're receiving this, in the episode, under the transcript, you'll see a little place you can click to donate. And it's that simple. So, join us in this mission of leading people to Jesus. Join us in bringing about, from our little part, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. So, Teresa, what are your thoughts on the Miraculous Medal?
I'm very upset and sad about it because I had a really nice Miraculous Medal. And a month ago, while I was in Pittsburgh, it broke.
And you lost it?
I put it in my bag to keep it, hoping I could get a new chain. And I think I know where it's at, but I need a new chain for it. My chains always break, and I don't know where to get a chain. I'm like, do you go to a full jeweler just to get one simple chain?
I'm not an expert on women's chains.
No, I don't know where to get a chain.
I got my chain in Bethlehem.
I got my chain with my Miraculous Medal. I also got, so right now I am wearing something. I'm wearing my cross that I got in, was that the shop we go to?
In Bethlehem.
Is that the one in Bethlehem?
Yeah.
I'm wearing that one because it's also very important to me. It was a gift. And I also think of it as a gift from Isam, because I was going to pay for it. And then Isam goes, let me handle this.
Which is...
And he takes it and he goes up to the owner and he's like, this one is for Teresa.
That's awesome, because Isam is a Muslim Palestinian.
Exactly. And here he is buying me a beautiful silver cross.
Exactly.
It was the sweetest thing. But I still do want my Miraculous Medal because I like wearing both at the same time. So I need to find out where I can buy a chain, or otherwise I'm just going to go back and buy a whole nother Miraculous Medal.
We'll get you a chain.
I was kind of, part of me was hoping that I would tuck it away and maybe there would be a miracle and I'd open it and it wouldn't be broken anymore. And I opened it and it was still broken.
But you can't find it now.
I think I know where it is, but I'm not that confident actually.
You should pray to St. Anthony to find Mary for you.
I would, but I've got to pray to St. Jude.
To find St. Anthony? I don't understand.
No, we're just tight.
It's good to be tight with the saints.
Mm-hmm. You just got to pick your battles. Got to stay loyal.
But that's the whole point of, in the Catholic world, the thing we call sacramentals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the sacraments, the seven sacraments. Sacramentals are God's post-it notes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we forget that God, Mary, Joseph, the saints are with us and they want to help us. But we forget, so we need reminders. And that's precisely what a Miraculous Medal, icons, pictures, statues, these are God's post-it notes to remind us, listen, we're here, we want to help you, you just forget to ask. That's a whole message of the Miraculous Medal. I'm your mother. I'm ready to help you. You just don't ask.
I have found that they also just, in many ways, help in our own prayer, but also in bringing Christ into conversation, bringing his mother into conversation, like the many stories you told. I also think about one of my favorite things is to go to metal concerts and mosh. And growing up, especially throughout high school, we would go with this big crew. And it was mostly our guy friends from high school, and they would all wear their Miraculous Medals. And then one of two things would happen right before a mosh pit. A, they would come up to me and any of the other girls and hand us all their phones and their wallets and their medals. But Xavier, he would always mosh with his medal on, and he was wearing a chain, and the medal was attached to the chain by a paperclip. Just a paperclip, and it never came off. But another time, one of the guys lost his medal in a mosh pit. And after the concert, of all things, I mean, it's just, the floor is just a mess after a concert. And it's impossible to find anything. If you lose anything in a mosh pit, it's never coming back. But he actually found his medal. He prayed and he found his medal. I think, what is it they say? What we lose in the fire, we will find in the ashes.
That's a great line. I think what I had most fun in Lyon was the holy competition I had going with Brother Joachim of the Little Brothers of the Lamb, where we each had a bag of medals. And Lyon is a walking city. It's the culinary capital of France. And we would just walk around the city all day talking to people because everyone's outside. And as we would talk to them, get to know a little bit about them, we were seeing who could give away the most miraculous
you
medals.
You can't beat Brother Joachim.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't keep up with him, but I held my own. but this is why I wear a big blue one, because it attracts people's attention. Mm-hmm. They ask questions, and then it gives me a chance to offer them one.
Yeah, I will say the medal I had before my chain broke was small and silver, but before that I had a big blue one like yours, and it did attract more eyes because people were just, they've never seen it. And it was also very clear that it wasn't just jewelry, you know?
Yeah.
So more people ask questions about it.
So let's instigate a holy competition here. Everybody get miraculous medals, and let's see who can give away the most. And when you give them away, send me your stories. Send me your stories. Keep a tally, because it's a competition. A holy competition. You can send your stories to support@schooloffaith.com. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.